Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames.
My eyes have been opened. I think that there's a lot of reckoning happening right now with people I know who are starting to think more about the impact of what they eat and what they wear.
Last week, we introduced Maggie Iannuzzi of Precipice Coffee. She and her husband, Bill, have committed to reducing the emissions of their business by utilizing solar-powered technology to roast their coffee beans.
I thought, okay, I'm sitting here in the comforts of my American home, and if there's one small way, well, big way, that I can make a change in my business that can at least help a little bit, I mean, why would I not?
For Maggie and Bill, using sustainable processes to produce their product was essential, but they also recognize that what was an intuitive decision for them still puts them at the forefront of the industry.
We decided to name our business Precipice Coffee for two reasons. First, we are avid outdoors people, loving hiking in Acadia. That's a big reason that brought us up here to start our business. It definitely beckons to the Precipice Trail. It's got its lore, its iron rungs, the peregrine falcons. I think it's something really unique that Acadia offers. And then also this new technology that we're using, it is on the precipice of change in the industry. The ability to roast for commercial scale, fully electric, and then to transition to solar power to facilitate the roasting process is something new, something different. We're excited to be a part of this new chapter for the coffee industry.
I spoke with Maggie to learn just how much the electric roaster reduces their carbon emissions, their monthly energy bill, and negative health-related impacts.
So for about 60,000 pounds roasted, we've saved 118,326 pounds of carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere, which is the equivalent, to kind of put that in perspective, of 130,000 miles of drive time on the road for a passenger vehicle. So almost the whole life of a vehicle we've saved by roasting on the bellwether versus a traditional gas drum roaster.
Not only have they kept over 100,000 pounds of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere in the past 4 years, but they've also reduced health-related risks associated with the gas-powered roasting alternative.
I think even recently, you're starting to hear a lot of criticism of gas ovens in homes, not only just the environmental impact, but also the human impact and breathing that in. That was another thing that we thought about with going the electric versus gas, is that the roaster themselves are standing over that all day long, breathing the gas into their lungs. I've heard friends of ours in the industry that have had long-term sickness because of that.
Precipice Coffee has an 11-kilowatt solar array that 10 months out of the year produces more energy than they need to run their business.
It would be great if more people would transition to electric roasting. For us, it's worked out really well, and I definitely recommend it. Different people reach out to us all the time. We kind of act as advocates for bellwether.
Maggie and Bill are leaders in the solar-powered coffee roasting industry, being one of the first 100 businesses to use the initial prototype of the bellwether product. As Maggie pointed out, many of us drink coffee every day, and yet rarely do we consider the energy that goes into producing the product.
I'm shocked that more people haven't made this transition. I'm like, why would you not?
Maggie and Bill represent a powerful need in climate action. Business owners who are shifting towards sustainable practices and technology and helping others navigate the process of cutting their emissions. The more entities such as local businesses who are committed to significantly reducing their emissions, the more powerful the impact. While it may seem small, coffee shops like Precipice reach thousands of customers, and the more cups of coffee that are roasted with energy from the sun, the less emissions and air pollution we have contributing to community health issues and climate change.
This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.